With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's military battle to drive Hamas fighters out of southern towns and seal its borders today as it pounded the Gaza Strip from the air and mustered for a campaign its primary prime minister said would destroy the military and governing capabilities of the militant group. The two-day toll surpassed 1,100 dead, thousands more wounded on both sides as the third day of fighting began. This while Palestinian militant groups are claiming to be holding over 130 captives from the Israeli side. At least 700 people have reportedly been killed in Israel. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he and other diplomats have been concerned that the increasing escalating violence between the Israelis and Palestinians would finally erupt into this type of violence.
The challenge is this. We brought Israelis and Palestinians together in Aqaba, in Sharm el-Sheikh, to make sure that neither took steps that could lead to conflict. And that was an ongoing effort.
Blinken was a guest on NBC's Meet the Press. Republican members of Congress will be meeting behind closed doors early this week in an effort to find the winning candidate for Speaker.
Insiders say they need to reach a private consensus over the two announced contenders, Louisiana's Steve Scalise and Ohio's Jim Jordan, noting arguments last week nearly came to blows with the ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Florida Congressman and Trump loyalist Matt Gaetz, who set the removal in motion, says on NBC's Meet the Press, it will all be worked out soon.
There won't be a single Republican, sans maybe Kevin McCarthy, who doesn't believe that we have upgraded the position. This is about ensuring long-term stability financially for our country.
Former President Donald Trump Friday endorsed Jim Jordan, who heads the House Judiciary Committee, for the Speaker's job. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is SRN News. Results of the latest poll on politicians and religion.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks voters how important it is that a candidate share their religious views. Amongst the general population, 42% say it is important for the person they cast a ballot for to agree with them on matters of faith. White evangelical Protestants feel a lot stronger about it. 75% say they want a politician who agrees with their religious views, compared to 56% of black Protestants and 44% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado's highest court will hear the case of a Christian baker who refused to make a cake celebrating a sex change. The decision comes after a U.S. Supreme Court win this summer for a graphic artist who did not want to design wedding websites for same-sex couples. The baker won a partial victory before the high court in 2018 after refusing to make a gay couple's wedding cake. He was later sued by a man living as a woman. This is SRN News. Phoenix was sweltering this year.
The city has notched a record for dry heat. The National Weather Service says Phoenix monsoon season this year dropped only 1,500 inches of rainfall from June 15th to September 30th. That's the driest since the agency began keeping records in 1895. The previous mark was 3,500 inches set in 1924. Phoenix this summer experienced the hottest July and the second hottest August. The daily average temperature of 97 degrees Fahrenheit in June, July, and August passed the previous record of 96.7 set 3 years ago. John Scott reporting.
The Coast Guard rescued three people without injury from a capsized vessel off the New Jersey coast this weekend. The operator of the 18-foot disabled boat reported it was going down Saturday afternoon in inclement weather. The Coast Guard rerouted a helicopter on a training flight, and a rescue swimmer helped hoist the victims to safety. This is SRN News.